Blog Talk Radio.
Look, and if you do, come on and look.
Look, I'm flying straight to you. They call me Superman Lover.
It's time to get a whole new perspective on Ram trucks. Because to us, there are no small jobs, no little tasks. And when it comes to innovation, there are no modest ideals. No wonder why more people are switching to Ram than ever before. Ram trucks, back-to-back Motor Trend Truck of the Year.
All right, welcome. It's Thursday night, guys. I already know what it is. I meant to turn that down. I'm sorry about that, everybody. Listen, all right, you guys, it's the Jukebox Radio Show. You already know it's the traffic jam here on the Jukebox. Got tongue-tied there, Miss Robin Lynn. Maybe what's going on, Vibes Live Radio? What's going on?
Man,
welcome to the
we
show.
We are just doing everything over here, okay? Leaping tall buildings, seen through steel too. Superman lover. Man, when you came up with that, I was like, okay, you go right on in here, DJ Sean.
Yeah, they don't know about that goddamn Superman lover, but I do, damn it. I want to thank everybody for having a little tell before we get into what we're doing. We also here with Benita Applebaum with her National Geographic. What is that? The Senegal this week. Geographic titty this week from the Senegal. But anyway, she tried to act shy tonight, y'all, on the damn show because it's not Tuesday night.
What,
so
that's the last time you coming on here with that shy stuff. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, we're going to call her out every damn time we live on the radio, Miss Applebaum. Just letting you know that. Or should I say Apple Bottom? But anyway.
Everybody else do.
Rob, let's tell everybody where they can find us at tonight here on the Traffic Jam, the Jukebox Radio Show.
Streaming live from DJ Sean Live 24/7, Vibes Live Radio, Apple Music, Amazon Music, I'm sorry, Apple TV, Roku, Fire Stick, Amazon, Spotify, iHeart Radio, TuneIn Radio, Spreaker Radio. Who am I forgetting? We're just everywhere on all social media platforms. Click that play button. Yeah.
And you know, Benita, a couple of weeks ago when you were on looking up the Hilltop Radio Show and trying to find outlets, you the one that brought me to attention that we have 5 stars on Amazon Music. So thank you for bringing that to attention. So Benita Applebaum, how are you doing tonight? Where can the people find you at besides National Geographic?
You can find me on Facebook and Twitter at Benita Applebaum and on Instagram at The Real Benita Applebaum and on BenitaApplebaum.com. And on all major music platforms and right here on the Hilltop Radio Show.
Robin Lynn, where can they follow you at on the, on social media?
Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, Tumblr, Gmail, at Robin Lynn Maven. All right? It's easy.
All right, y'all, this is the Traffic Jam on the Hilltop Radio Show. This is a Jukebox. We got a hot artist coming up in another minute. We'll be right back.
You want that blues of the soul. This is where you need to be for sure. DJ Sean in the Traffic Jam. DJ Sean in the Traffic Jam. If you want that blues of the soul, this is where you need to be for sure.
Thursday night, 9 to 11 p.m., Southern Soul and Soul Blues, hosted by DJ
Jay Sean, Vibes Live Radio, and I Am Streaming Worldwide Broadcast. And I'm your girl, Sojo the Ladies Champ. And you can find me at SojoEntertainment.net. Hey! DJ Sean in the traffic jam. DJ Sean in the traffic jam.
All right, you guys, you already know this is the traffic jam here on the Jukebox Radio Show, Hilltop Radio. I want to thank and welcome everybody that's tuning in, everybody that's on board. And right now we at 262.34K, you know, hits. Keep on hitting as the world turns, you know, planet. Hilltop is really getting hip. If y'all can see, boys, red dots everywhere, all over the continent, like coronavirus. We got some dots beneath way out there in the ocean. We don't even know where the hell that come from, but they out in the ocean swimming. The sharks and the whales and stuff is even listening to the show. So again, we are very popular. But right now, we got one of the hottest Southern Soul artists in the Southern Soul circuit, and he hails out of the great state of the great VA, no other than Mr. Frederick, man. Welcome. Well, let me get him over. All right, my man, welcome.
Hey,
to
what
show,
up,
man.
What up? Hey.
How you doing, man?
Hey, I am great, super great, happy to be here, and hey, I'm all yours.
All right, man. Well, as I do what I do, man, I turn it over to the ladies. We got two special ladies in the house, Robin Lynn Maven, Buzz Live Radio, I Am Streaming, Seattle, Washington. And we got Benita Applebaum. She put the both crooked S's in Mississippi here tonight on the Traffic Jam, the Jukebox Radio Show. So, ladies, go ahead and take it away. Y'all know I jump in and out. Go ahead and do y'all thing.
All right, well, welcome to the show. How you doing today?
I'm good. I'm great. Fabulous. And Richmond, Virginia.
I'm going to get right down to the nitty-gritty, and I'm just going to ask you, what's your credit score? Do you believe in investing in my future? No, I'm kidding. what are some of the things that you do to keep yourself motivated, especially when everything's going awry?
I'm going to tell you, you know, with me being a producer, when things ain't going right for me or going awry, I go straight to making music. That's just me. I start producing. I pick up a drum machine, and I'm on it, and it changes everything for me.
Yeah. That there's a lot of power in creativity, in creating, wouldn't you say?
Oh yeah, because you know, like what it is, you know, it just gives me vision to do more things. I mean, it just opens my mind. I feel creative. I feel like I'm just gonna just, you know, be great when I'm making music, because I want to perform it, or you know, I'm just creating, whether it's for me or if I'm trying to place music with, you know, other artists. So it's definitely a motivator, you know, when things are going awry, for sure.
Wow. So you're very, very versatile, man. I can't wait to hear your music. So that's all I have for now. Nice to meet you.
Oh, likewise.
Club Benita, have a bomb.
Well, I don't know where to start. I guess my usual question is, what do you do about the haters in your line of work?
Well, I'm going to tell you, haters, you just got to keep pushing when you got haters. I mean, there's nothing to that, because, you know, if you feed into anything that they're giving you, I mean, you're really wasting time. So
right.
I kind of try to, you know, just ignore it, or just, you know, just keep pushing, because, you know, there's nothing good going to come out of it. You know, me being a man, and then, you know, the average hater is going to be a man or something. Next thing you know, it can just go so many different ways. You go to blows, or, you know, just wasting a lot of time. And
yeah.
So I just keep, you know, I'll go to, like, hey, once again, I might pick a drum machine up. But then I am a father, so I got my kids, so they always keep me happy.
Okay. Just focus on the happiness, huh?
Oh, yeah, that's all it is. It's just, you know, me, you know, I kiss all my boys and, you know, anything, you know. It's just so many different things that keep me busy, you know. And I know if you guys may have heard of my assistant in Georgia, the Southern Soul Cutie Pie, Yolanda. So I might be on the phone with her, you know, working on a plan or something. So I'm always doing something constructive to move forward.
Okay.
So that eliminates the haters. You know, that eliminates everything, the haters and when things are going awry. Constructiveness.
Yeah.
So you just connect the dots.
Excuse me?
You will connect the dots.
Yes, she's the one who helped, you know, organize this.
Okay, okay. Good to know.
Yeah, and I gotta, you know, I take my hat off to her. You know, she has, you know, great services, and you know, she's a partner in my situation. I would say more, you know, more for like a teammate, really. You know, so and
yeah.
Cool as a fan.
Oh yeah, I can agree.
Oh yeah. Yeah, shout out to Connect the Dot for and Yolanda. She does work hard behind the scenes. I talk to her on occasionally myself, and you know, exchanging music and coming up with game plans and getting, you know, the talented Southern Soul Blues artists here on, you know, on the show on Thursday night. So yeah, Connect the Dots, Bridges the Gap. There are a class act group organization. They don't like to be called organization or group. I apologize. They like to be called a family, and they are a tight-knit family, and they got it going on right now. And they love to network. Network is their biggest key. So, you know, shout us out to Yolanda, aka Cutie Pie. We play that song here on, you know, a lot here on the Southern Soul with her and Soul Joe, Ladies Champ, and Chef the Entertainer. We play that a lot here.
That's right.
Well, man. So
yeah,
Frederick Mannequin.
Almost every episode.
Yeah, almost every episode. Frederick Man, so yeah. Tell us, man, a little bit about you, man. How long you been in the game, man, and where did you start from?
Well, I'm born and raised in Richmond, Virginia. The best way to describe me is I'm a hip hop head. I want to say I'm a young man, but maybe not. But I'm a young man. I started back in the mid '80s, and I could do a little bit of everything, breakdance and all this. You know, I got into making beats back then in the mid '80s, and I just became pretty good at it. You know, one of the local pioneers here in Richmond, and have worked with Skills. Doing some grassroots stuff for him, a lot of the local guys, a couple independent placements. My last placement was with Cameron on the Purple Haze 2 LP.
Oh wow!
So, to put it simple and plain, I'm more of a hip hop producer. But you know, since I'm up in age, I am. You know, I try to make music that's more appropriate to me and my age group. So. Mm-hmm. Southern Soul is something I just gravitate to. So you know, I'm just a cool cat producing and just having fun right now. And the Pudding song, I'm pushing the hell out of it.
Yeah, we're gonna get into that tonight as well. And the other song that the ladies are gonna like when we play that tonight, the second song.
Yeah.
Frederick, let me ask you this, man. If you was in the studio right now, which mainstream artist or R&B artist or hip hop artist would you want to share the booth with, man, and create your magic with, female and male?
Since I'm more of a producer, if I had to share the booth with one artist, it would be Mystical. I like.
Oh, that's
yeah,
because
like
of that song. That's because of that song you got. Okay, I can dig it.
Yeah, because so now you got to understand, you know, I tried to place that track with him. You hear the hook chorus? Give me some sugar.
Yeah.
You ever heard of it? Yeah. That was an example for Mystical. But it turned out to be a dope joint for High Frederick because I couldn't place it with him. But I'm still in touch with his management and still trying to make something happen, I guess. So I would say Mystical for the guys. But I got this crazy track I would love to get in the studio with Beyonce for, which is a long shot.
Oh, yeah. So, you gotta have some money in your pocket for her. Yeah, okay. I got DJ Debo, one of the baddest DJs from the great state of Delaware. He's on with us. Debo, welcome to the show, man. Glad you joined on, man. You're on the show with Mr. High Frederick, man. Anything you want to ask this young man? He's from out of Richmond, Virginia.
Yeah, I was just listening when he said Richmond. You know, I frequent Richmond a lot, you know. Richmond, Norfolk, Suffolk. I'm around the area a lot. I got some very, very close brothers, friends and relatives that's in the area. But, Sean, you took my question. The question that I was going to ask them was, out of all the artists that are out here today, production-wise, even if it was an old-school artist, because you said you're more in production back in the 80s type production, so that's going between the 80s up to the 95 era, but the era of the boom bap rap, basically. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So if you could pull one artist back from that era, who would it be?
Oh, wow. Kane or KRS-One.
Damn, that's a good one right there. Hell yeah.
Because to me, you know, so the reason I say that is because collectively the GOAT for me of hip-hop lyrically is it's a collective. It would be Kane, KRS, but to me the collective is LL Cool J, Kane, KRS. I'm missing somebody else I can't think of, but them three right there. Oh, Rakim.
Rakim. And you put LL in that group?
Yeah, I think I said LL.
Oh, wow.
Put him in that category.
I can't give him one. If I have to give it to one, if I did give it to one, it would be KRS-One. But collectively, the GOAT is LL, Rakim, Kane, KRS-One. Number five, I linger on. You know, I did have. I can't think of who the fifth one, but those are the main four, though.
Oh wow.
Mm-hmm, those are my main four.
Wow. Go ahead,
Debo. You got all styles, all bases covered.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why I said, as far as LL, you know what I mean? LL, I would give him longevity for as long. He's definitely one of the greats. I definitely say he's one of the greats, but I wouldn't say he's the great. You know what I mean? Because we're skipping.
Yeah.
I ain't going to say we're skipping, but you had a lyricist from that era of time. I think the biggest thing that I can remember from LL in that time that I can remember was Walking with a Panther. LL and LL and Kool Moe Dee, the battle between them two.
But another thing you got to consider. This is why I can tell you why I said what I'm saying. All right, so you know some people say Kool G Rap. Okay. Some people arguably say Kool G Rap too, which is true. But if you take Rakim and Kane, you really have the same home style of rap as Kool G Rap. You know,
Big Daddy Kane was actually a mentor of Kool G Rap.
Yeah, sure.
All right, well, see, that's what I'm that's my point. So I can't put Kuji in there only because the styles can be similar. Big Daddy Kane will interchange into those styles, and Rakim definitely has a very similar style. So I'm choosing Kane because he's more popular, and then Rakim because he really did. He did have, you know, he was that guy as far as that style, them syllables and all that stuff. And KRS-One, because he had, oh, my God, he was crazy.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you who we missed, man. How the hell we missed him? Big L.
Who? Well, oh, yeah, well, Big L, he represented a 90s era, though. So, you got to understand, I'm going for guys who started around the same time, 87, 88-ish, who had all dropped those, when all those albums dropped that year. That's like the draft that AI was in. That's like the AI draft when all those hot ballers from Kobe to AI to Stephon Marbury, Camby, all those guys. That's the type
of year. I get
where you're coming
from now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah.
Big L was he was a little later. And anyway, I wouldn't put it Big L. He couldn't come before Nas anyway. Nas is before a lot of his era.
Well, yeah, that's true too.
89. So,
you're right.
So, yeah, so that's
main
that's
source.
Where it's number
that
five probably would have been Nas. Huh?
Yeah, that was the main source era there.
Yeah. So that's the 89. Yeah, there you go. You got it. See, so that's that's. But yeah, if I had to pull somebody back, it would probably be somebody like KRS-One or Kane or something like that. But maybe KRS-One, because if I have to give it to one person, it'll be him, because that cat is he's just awesome like that.
He had a bangers.
Yep.
All right, y'all. This is the Traffic Jam here on the Jukebox Radio Show. We got the one and only Hi Frederick is in the house. Man, again, man, appreciate you taking time on your schedule and being here on the show again. Shout-outs to Connect the Dot, Yolanda, a.k.a. Cutie Pie, for putting this together, bringing you to us here tonight, man. Appreciate it, man. Go ahead, Devo. Anything else?
Nah, I just want to say, listen, man, I've been seeing you around and everything, and I'm definitely going to be sending you a friend request because I'm not too far from you. And I'd definitely like to link up with you one time, man, see what we can do.
Oh, absolutely. Please do. You just make sure you put that pudding song in rotation, though.
I got you, no doubt.
Yeah, just send me all the friend requests, and I'll send you the names to all my other Facebook media and stuff, you know, my social media stuff. And I got some other promo coming. So, and another thing. Like the pudding song, I want to say something about that because y'all know that that's what's out, and y'all do have the other song, which is called I Just Want to Love You, Rep Your City. So, see, you notice that kind of dips out of the Southern Soul genre a little bit. So that goes to show you the versatility of the music I'm trying to put out and what I'm doing. But I got like two more Southern Soul style records. But my stuff, I would say, I would categorize more of myself as a party rap producer artist. That's the way it's the best described me. I have music that will fit into Southern Soul rotations and playlists because I do have party songs that I'm a tour.
Okay.
So that's the way to look at it. That's so when you look at the pudding song, it's comedic and it's fun, but you're still mature. You know, women can enjoy it and it's not, you know, vulgar. So, you know, like I said, it's age appropriate, you know, so. Yeah, so.
All right. All right, we're welcome with Madam Meek. Madam Meek, you want to ask a question before we get into this song?
No, yeah, I was talking about my favorite rapper, KRS-One.
Oh, that's
know,
your favorite
rapper?
Yes,
I had the opportunity to meet him. My family has a record store here called Chantinique Records in Detroit, and it's still open and functioning. When I was a young girl, like everybody there, because my family had him there at meet and greet. But when he came, my uncle and auntie was like, excuse her. I asked that man so many questions. He was like, no, leave her alone. He pulled him a chair over. I got over there. I asked that man so many questions. He told my auntie, she's very smart. She's very smart. They was like, out of all the rappers that come here, you are the only one. She was like, when he coming, auntie? When he coming, auntie? When he coming, auntie?
Yeah.
Like, I just love him. Him and Miss Melody, oh, my God. Like, I don't care what nobody say. Rakim is my second, but KRS-One is my first. You know, so.
That's right. So, hey, KRS-One is, like, I've seen him do a show where some bougie ladies, you know, these high class women, you know how women are, they fly, and you wouldn't think that they like them. She put on a show so good, it was like, well, I'll see him again. He come back, this, that, blah, 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 blah. And I was just, I mean, but, you know, he was still from the era.
We turned on by his intelligence. That's what most women, that, I mean, you don't even see his bell pepper nose once he talk. He's so
That's right.
You don't even look at that. You look at it. I'm a person. I look at a person's inner self, their inner intelligence, and he is like, he is like a textbook. That's what I call it, a textbook.
You're right. He's my favorite, really, all time, if I had to choose one. So, but I got to collectively give them all for different things. You know, I put them all in for a reason. So, but yeah. It's he's dope. He's the man.
Yeah.
Did you have any questions for me?
I just popped on here and I didn't get a chance to really get a
let's do this, Frederick. Go ahead and shout your Puddin' song out, man. Let's get that in rotation, then we'll get everybody's opinion on it, and then maybe she'll have a question after the song. Yeah. Go ahead and shout your song out there, big brother.
All right, this is High Frederick. Give me some sugar, and you're listening to DJ Sean. And you're about to listen to my song.
My fault, my man. All right,
here
we go.
I need three girls. I need one big girl. I need a small girl. And go ahead and get me a medium girl. And we're gonna try something new with this Puddin' song. Here we go. I go dancing with the Puddin'. Cause I wanna swim in the Puddin'. And watch me drown in the Puddin'. Then I can fall asleep in the pudding. I want chocolate pudding. I'm like red bone pudding. Make it bounce, make it sweat for the wet pudding.
Buddy over there, stick it, buddy.
He said he want vanilla pudding.
World.
I want some educated pudding.
Wobble.
right, putting the song right here on the Traffic Jam on the Jukebox Radio Show. We're going to start with Benita Applebaum, Put the Crooked S's in Mississippi. Go ahead, Benita. You got that pudding?
He said he wants that sugar. Yeah, there's that boy all around that. I can see him stepping through it.
All right.
Yeah. All right. I actually had
a question.
Go ahead, Frederick. I'm sorry, man.
No, I was just saying, Benita Applebaum.
Yeah.
What pudding are you? Are you chocolate pudding, red bone, or caramel pudding?
Chocolate.
Or vanilla pudding. Oh, okay.
Chocolate.
Oh, okay. Okay. What about my other puddings in the room? Not
Robin
you dudes.
And maybe. Oh, I don't know. I'm going to go into that shit any damn way. I'm Robin and Baby Vibes Live Radio. I am streaming. Go ahead.
Okay, so I'm that light-skinned pudding, but I don't mind role play. I'll put on a wig and I'll role play, you know, too. You know, now I need to know your address because I'm coming over to your house because I need all of your music in my personal library. Man, that shit is hot. I will listen to you all day long. Yeah, man.
I appreciate it.
What's up with you? What's up with you?
I really appreciate it.
How you doing?
Red bone pudding. Coming from red bone pudding. Oh, my God. Oh.
It's Seattle.
Okay. Somebody's laughing at something. Who's laughing at me? Somebody, you laughing with me or at me?
That's that dark chocolate pudding laughing.
I'm laughing at Robin. Robin says she's coming over.
Oh, my God.
I told Kitty Pie, man, the show's gonna be the right show for you tonight, brother. Hey, told you, you gonna have some fun tonight. You gonna have some damn fun tonight. Madame Meek, Children's Future Radio, Detroit Rock City. Go ahead, and talk to us. He wanna know what flavor you are, what you is.
Yeah, I'm strawberry pudding, baby.
Okay.
I'm red bone, but I'm strawberry pudding.
I got you. Okay, I got you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. I'm just checking. Yeah. I mean, like I said, it don't matter if you're red bone, vanilla. I mean, I'm just saying. Just tell me who you are, what you are, and I'm just curious.
I just told you.
Yeah, for real,
okay.
Though. I lived in Richmond for a minute a couple of years ago. I was right over there on LaSalle Drive. I really can come over.
You trying to get Mr. Putin in trouble.
Oh, man, it's all right. Handle your business.
Oh, man, this is the Traffic Jam, y'all, right here on the Jukebox Radio Show. DJ D-Bo, man, what do you think about the song, man?
Yo, I mean, I like it. I feel it. But it put me to mind of like a go-go type.
Mm-hmm.
Like, go-go type.
Oh, yeah.
For some odd reason, what's the song of Chuck Brown, Stormy Monday, came to mind. But
oh,
Chuck,
yeah,
that
okay.
Right there, man, I could rock with that, man. The beat, I'm a beat person.
And
the beat catches me. I don't care if it got words or not. It could be an instrumental. If the beat catches me, then automatically I got a love for it. Then I'll go back and listen to the words to it. But that right there, that beat, it was catchy. It caught me.
Okay.
Yeah, I was.
Okay.
No, go ahead, Frederick. Go ahead.
I was going to say one of the things that you know when pushing the record, we, you know, you put a bio together and you know to describe the record. You know, I have to promote it because you know I'm a new artist. So, You know, one of the things I do put in there is I put a genre of Southern Soul has a go-go undertone, funk, party rap. So, and one of the other things I do is compare it to the wobble song. You know, because it's a line dance that actually goes to it. I'm not sure if you guys seen the video. I have a video. It should be in one of those links, and maybe you did not get it. But when someone sends me, you know, when you guys start friending me, I'll, well, I'm sure Yolanda's tuned in. She'll probably go ahead and send you guys the video link. But there is a video and there's a dance to it.
Yeah, you know what? I do have it. I do have it. I'll make sure they'll get it after the show. Yeah, I do have it. That's right. Yeah, I got it.
Yeah. So it's, you know, so you can go to YouTube. Go ahead. Go over there. You know, leave a comment. Say something nice. Talk, you know, talk to me nice or whatever. And just, you know, make sure every DJ you know get it. So, but yeah, that's what it's for. It's definitely a party song. Like I said, it's age appropriate. And if you catch fire, you know, with us mature adults and down to even teenagers, the children, because it's like that. But you know, the pudding message, of course, you know, is whatever your imagination is, what pudding is. But you know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about women.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. All right, y'all. This is the Traffic Jam here on the Hilltop Radio Show. We got the one and only High Frederick's in the house, Richmond, Virginia. Stand up. And, man, again, man, thank you for taking time out of your schedule, man, and being here on the show, man. It's an honor to have you, man. Like I said, I told Yolanda and them over there, Connected Dot, the show is going to be off the hook when I get ready to play the second track that we have of yours. But you know what, DJ Devo, man, I was thinking of some old school songs to mix with that, man. I can see you mixing that old school track. It's time for the Percolator with that as well, too. Yeah, on the low.
Yeah, Percolator, that's kind of fast.
Yeah.
Percolator's a little faster than that. But if you pull out that VIP Wobble
right.
Baby, Wobble Baby, Wobble Baby.
Yeah.
Pull out that VIP Wobble Baby and put it with. You'll see.
You can mix a fast song with that, but you gotta know what you're doing. As a DJ, you gotta know what you're doing. I've been in the game for a long time, trust me. I know what I'm doing when it comes to mixing. Oh yeah.
I'm gonna be quiet then. I'm gonna be quiet and talk about pudding. You talk about the DJ.
Yeah. Well, DJ
respect.
Devo's been there longer than me, so you know he's probably got about probably a couple years more than me. But yeah, you gotta know what you're doing with some music. A lot of them can't do it. Yeah.
Do you guys have the DJ pack with the acapella so y'all can really have fun with it?
No, we don't have the pack. You get the pack over to. Yeah, get the pack over and we'll get it. I'll get it to DJ Devo.
Boy, man, you just made me stand up when you said acapella.
Okay.
I got
the acapella, the pudding party mix. It's different mixes and different instrumental, straight instrumental. DJ pack. I got some toys for you.
You got a stem. You got the Sims. You got the Sims then. But it's your track. Of course, you got the Sims.
Man, when you said toys, you know, Bonita and Madame and Robin's ears went up. You shouldn't have said toys. Yeah.
Oh, so that means that means I need to take my vitamins. They on their way to Richmond, huh?
Yeah, especially Robin's online now trying to find a red eye.
You
go past
vitamins.
Okay.
You got them coming. You need more than vitamins. You need a whole bucket of blue chew.
Ah,
shit.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
What'd you say, Bonita?
I don't want no toys. No thanks. I take the real deal.
I don't do no toys either. Don't play with me.
See what I'm saying?
Okay.
A bucket of blue chew and a bag of lemons.
Hell yeah. Yeah.
Hey, you know what?
Frederick, real quick.
Uh-huh.
Now, you mess with Robin. Robin's going to have you up there in Seattle with some Jesus sandals on in her garden.
Oh, my God. No. Please, no, don't tell me that.
cutting grass.
Mowing the grass.
Oh, my God.
Cutting grass.
And watering the cabbage in my garden.
Oh, it's like that. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
You said Jesus
said
too.
Yeah, Jesus said love with those sandals.
Not the gladiator sandals. He's talking about the gladiator sandals in 300.
Yeah,
that's
man.
Right. The open toe
oh,
sandals.
Oh, no, don't do me like
grown
that.
Grown-ass man. For grown-ass man.
Oh, is that what I'm hearing in the background? Is that Lattimore?
Yeah, that's Lattimore.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Go ahead, Frederick, man. I'm sorry to cut you off, man. Go ahead, man.
I got a giggle out. I don't forget what I was going to say, but it's going to come back.
Yeah,
when
man.
When you said sandals, I was like, oh, my God, not my style. Not sandals.
Let me tell you this, bro. You be wearing the motherfuckers you fuck with Robin. Go ahead, Debo.
I want to let him know. Let me tell you. On this show, we have fun. So we have fun. So as you can see, we have a lot of fun. So
and I'm having fun.
Good. Take it like a man. Because you get ready to
I know what I was about to say. I know what I was about to say. I have a feeling that tonight, when y'all ladies go home, somebody gonna be in trouble at that house.
Okay,
I know it's gotta be a man there.
I'm single, baby. I'm the queen of this country. Ain't nobody gonna get no trouble over here.
Oh, really? Oh, either that or somebody's gonna get a lucky call tonight.
Robin's gonna be cooking the cake so she can jump out of that bad boy with
she
some
probably
milk,
already
some
got
pudding,
that joker.
But naked.
She probably
that's
already got that joker.
Right.
Baby. Hell yeah.
That's right. I'm gonna jump out buck naked and twirl. You know how I do.
Okay.
Benita's from Mississippi, so she has a trap house, and she got nothing but stripper poles in her trap house, so you already know what you're getting when you go in her house. Yeah.
Hey, I want to say something, right? Southern Soul Cutie Pie, check your inbox. She may have sent you, I think she sent you the package.
Yeah, she did. Yeah, she just hit me up and said she just sent it. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, she on it, man. She on it, man. All right, man. Let's get into your next song, man. Go ahead and shout your next song out, man, here on the Traffic Jam.
This is High Frederick. Give me some sugar. You're about to listen to Rep Your City. I just want to love you. Check it out.
Hey, look. All right, watch this. I give you $100 if you shake your titties. I give you $200 if you shake your booty.
Rep your city, shake your booty. Rep your city, shake your booty. Rep your city, shake your booty. Rep your city, shake your booty. Rep your city, shake your booty. Rep your city, shake your booty. Rep your city, shake your booty. Rep your city.
She said, "Hi, friend, you better come quick.
5 minutes.
I'm 10 minutes up the street. I was all in it. Don't wanna stop, but I look down. Now I'm all finished. When I wake up, I'm coming strong. She caught your boy slipping.
That
dick booty is a humdinger. Next night she let me beat with my middle finger.
Ooh, yeah.
She making life a little easier. Now I'm confused because I think I wanna be with her.
You think you wanna be with her?
Yeah, I think I wanna be with her. High heel fitted jeans, had to meet with her. The right tee, leather bag, walk the streets with her. Eat good to the crib, make some seats with her.
Man, she worked that chocolate pudding.
What's her city?
Pretty feet,
pretty hands, oh my goodness.
What's her city?
What's her city? She say she from another state. Her booty round, she get the crown. She broke it down for her hometown.
Rep your city, shake your booty. Rep your city, shake your booty. Rep your city, shake your booty. Rep your city, shake your booty.
Beijing was just on the monitor as Planet Hilltop goes around. Beijing was just tuned in listening to the show, as you said, Beijing, in your song. Cool. Yeah, let's start with Mississippi, Rip Your City. Go ahead, Benita Applebaum.
I heard something about $100 for shaking them titties.
None. No. It's $100 if you shake your titties, not to suck your titties. Did you say suck your titties?
No,
I thought you said you sound like you was kind of happy. I said, oh, no. Oh, okay.
It's all.
Oh, yeah. $100. Oh, $200, you shake it. Boy, you get $300, you do it all.
I take the
$100. Okay.
And all you National Geographic ladies with the Geographic titties, shake them titties.
Yeah, but actually, you know, in all honesty, that is the dirty version. The clean version has a different intro. It's really, I give you $100 if you rep your city. So that song is leaked. You have a leaked version of the record.
Well, that's a version that we want here on the show. We want the nasty shit. We don't want,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
Stuff.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah. Ajita took a liking to it.
Yeah, you got a lot of freaks out there, man, that are listening to the show, man. So, you know what I'm saying? You know, they want to hear it. They want to hear that, and that freaks come out at night shit. So that's a freak. That's a freak song right there. Go ahead, Madam Meek. Detroit rock, rep your city. Detroit was in there.
I heard him say he rock. I heard him rep Detroit on that thing. I heard that thing. Yeah,
I was shouting out all types of
but
shit.
We waiting on
$900
and all that stuff. But we saying you're going to have a lot of people calling in radio stations like, hey, he say we get our $100 now. Wait a minute.
I mean, I got to see it, too. I got to see it, dude.
Huh?
I got
to at least see you. You know, if I'm going to get $100, I got to see it, too. You know, but, you know, it is what it is.
Give everybody your email address so they can send the titties and ass. And y'all make sure y'all put your Cash App on the you know, in that email.
Oh wow.
All right. We got one more. We got Robin Lynn. He didn't say it's Seattle, but you gonna shake them titties any damn way and ass.
Yes he did. Yes he did.
I ain't hear it.
Seattle. Seattle, most you rep your city.
That's right. And you got the rhythm. That's right. That's exactly what I said.
Okay. And so I need y'all to send that to me so I can get it on Vibe 5 Radio, too, please. RobinLynnLegend@gmail.com.
I just sent everything to y'all a while ago. All you got to do is check your email. Check your emails there.
Thank you. Thank you.
If it's too raunchy, I'll get the clean versions out by Sunday.
Oh, no. We don't censor. We want it all.
Y'all want the dirty. Okay, all right. I like this radio show already. I need to become a little host or something.
Yeah, you come on here, man. Like, whenever you get one of them raunchy songs, man, bring it on. You be a co-host with us and shit, man. We have fun, man.
What city? Where are you at? What city are you in?
You said Charlotte, but I ain't shaking my titties or my ass, but I'm in Charlotte.
No, I was asking not because of that, though.
No,
man,
you
can show us the amount of hoop.
I know. With you, man. Yeah.
Charlotte. Oh, okay. That's a song, Charlotte. All right. that's a good market.
I'm the mayor. Yeah.
Oh, you're the mayor. We gotta have
the
conversations,
governor,
I guess, away from this.
The man, shoot, he got it going on down there, man. He modest. He modest.
Yeah, well, I'm gonna have to holler at him then, off the record.
Hell yeah, we can talk, man. Yeah.
Okay.
Man, I like that track, man. It's hot. It's definitely a club banger, man. I can see it in the strip clubs. If it gets marketed right, man, it could be a worldwide theme in all the strip clubs, especially over there in the UK and Germany and Japan. You know, those spots there.
Wow.
Even Atlanta. Even Atlanta is a hot market, and Philadelphia too, right, Debo? Philly too, right?
Yes, sir.
New York, yeah.
Yes, sir.
Baltimore.
Well, I'm glad.
Baltimore's a hot market.
It's funny you said that. It's funny you said that. So when we connect social media, you know, Magic City, they already have it, and one of the DJs, they said it was a hit, and they planned it in Magic City. It just got started. So,
you talking to another DJ that Debo was about 10,000 DJs total, almost over 10,000.
Yeah, just about close to it.
Yeah. Yeah.
10,000 DJs doing well.
Over in a group. You got them. The group
yeah, we're connected
in,
with. Yeah.
So it's over 10,000. I say about 9,000 some odd DJs.
Mm-hmm.
So that means since your name Debo, if you send them my music, they know what's going to happen to them if you send it to them and they don't play it.
Oh, they're going to play it. Trust me. Anything that normally put in that group, normally they download it, because it's not just DJs that's in the United States. We got DJs in that group from all over the world.
All over the world.
And different stuff.
Okay.
Anything in the UK, anybody know anything about the music business and the
dance
the dance scene in UK or the nightlife, anything different, they gravitate to it. Quit.
So you might need a radio version too then.
No, these going in clubs. Well, you can get the radio version because they can. Most of them guys they'll edit it or whatever. But if you could give it to me, because what I could do is I put both versions in there. I've never had a problem. I've always put the dirty versions in there, and I've never had a problem. And still, I could track the downloads, and some downloads I'm looking at, I'm getting like three thousand downloads.
Hey, Frederick, do it the right way, man. Get it to PewDiePie. Yeah, and then she'll get it to me, and I'll make sure the DJs get it. Yeah.
That's right. That's cool. That's cool. And you guys, I'm gonna talk to you. I need to talk to you guys like often. Just, I know Debo, you say you frequent Virginia, so I'd like to speak with you, and I'd like to speak with you too. Talk to you guys tomorrow. Cause I got some heavy promo coming up, so just want to talk about, you know.
I'll get your information from Cutie Pie, and then we'll go from there. Yeah.
That's what's up. Y'all already sent friend requests to me. It's all good.
Whatever you send Sean, he'll send to me anyway. So.
Yeah, he'll be on the call anyway. Yeah. Gotcha. Yeah, he'll be on the call.
All right, so the Puddin's is quiet. Why are all the Puddin' quiet on the phone? What are they at? They ran off?
Yeah,
they're
trying to
find out. They probably done pulled out their roses. Some roses.
I thought I had to say something.
Robin plotting. Robin checking the airlines from Seattle to Richmond. She might even get as close as Norfolk or D.C. to you.
I'm finna hop on my e-bike and start rolling. I'm on the way, y'all. I'm on the way.
Okay, all right.
Man, that's funny, Debo. Me and DJ Debo, we were just talking the other day about doing bringing a show to Virginia Beach next year.
Just on Tuesday we were talking about
bringing the show to Virginia Beach. Yep. So we definitely
got a lot
to
of
bring.
Tuned in?
Nah, we're in the beginning stage on just trying to find a spot and stuff. We definitely gonna put you on that one, because that shit right there gonna have them all. Everybody gonna be going to the gas station to get some Rhino or something.
Rep your city.
Top of the line,
that's
one,
right.
Carlo Rossi.
Hell yeah, somebody gonna get pregnant. Somebody gonna get pregnant that night. Believe that. Or go half on a baby. If you can't have kids, they're gonna try to go half on a baby. They're gonna be doing that.
Oh yeah, they have fun trying, right?
Damn right. As long as they put the effort, as long as the effort's good, that's the way it's to go. Yeah. Hell yeah. Hey,
yeah.
Man, let everybody know where they can follow you at, man, on social media, man.
On social media, I have HiFrederick_ on Facebook, and then Mr. Puddin' is a new page that I started, and I'm going to do one more page, because I've been having problems with some of the algorithms, and unfortunately, I will start another page. But just look for HiFrederick. Any one of those pages will lead you to me, where you can contact and ask questions. But I know there will be one more page coming over the weekend, because I have to push Rep Your City. It's just coming out, and it's going to hit hard. But HiFrederick, the main one is IG. That is going to be HiFrederick IG. HiFrederickIG. You go there, you got me. Yep.
All right.
So that's the main one. And then, of course, on TikTok, straight up HiFrederick.
There you go, Benita. So, TikTok.
Benita, you going to do something for, Benita, you going to do something for me on TikTok?
I don't know.
Cause, hey, look, I got You don't see Hi Frederick. Hi Frederick on TikTok. You'll see me run into a girl, like back into a girl. I think my last post was me and my son. But there's a post on there where I'm doing the part of the pudding dance and a girl jumps in. We bump into each other and you check it out. It's fun. And I would love to see you do that. I would love to see you do it. But
there you go with that shy laugh, Robin.
I'm not buying it.
Now, I'm gonna say one thing. Hey, the Rep Your City videos that's about to come out, not the main official video, but the little TikTok videos and stuff, those are gonna be fun. There's a couple of them I have in mind, and they are coming and in production. And you're gonna love my dance on there. Yeah, my dance on there is kind of fun. It's not a genuine pony performance, but it's fun. It's something else. So,
all right.
I want to see you rep your city to that.
I think I found you on Facebook, but it's not Hot. Okay, it is Hot Fred Andrews. Okay.
There it is. It's two of them. It's one Hot Fred, Hot Frederick, both of them.
Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, friend all those.
Send me the link, Benita. Send me the link on Facebook.
Okay. You can't find me then, huh?
DJ Debo, man. Any encouragement words you want to say to this brother, man?
Absolutely. Keep pushing, brother. I mean, just keep pushing. Do your thing and keep having fun while you're doing it. It's making a difference. You'll make a difference for real.
I appreciate it, my brother.
So if I like the music as a DJ, then I know it's going to move other people.
Okay. I appreciate that for sure. If the DJs don't like it, it can't go anywhere.
Thank you, Benita. Benita, any encouragements you want to say, John?
I keep on staring in the pudding. No.
She acted shy tonight, man. Now, if I fuck around and play sick man, you gonna wake her ass. She be all woke the hell up and everything. Cause she talk about pussy and everything in that song. So I don't even know why she acting all different, you know, with you tonight. I don't understand the shit. You Debo, you understand
yeah.
this tonight? She really playing a role tonight, ain't she?
Yeah, for now. He come back next week or a couple days later, it'll be different.
Yeah, you come here on a motherfucking Tuesday night. You'll see a whole totally different Benita Applebaum. She's talking shit and every damn thing. She's being all shy tonight and shit.
Playing one of her songs.
Okay. All right. Okay. Madame, anything you want to, any cursing words you want to say to this young brother?
Oh, yeah. Keep giving us that hoochie-coochie music.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Madame, Meek, she quiet. She a freak, too, over there at Detroit Rock City. Oh. Don't let her play that game, neither.
No,
yeah.
Man, there ain't no freak.
Wow.
Madam, I'm a madam. I got freaks. I ain't the freak.
Oh, okay.
Hey, man, I told you the show was going to be something tonight, man. Go ahead, man. Go ahead. What you get ready to say?
No. She says she ain't a freak. She got freaks. I mean, damn, I'm going to make a song of that. That's a hook. Maybe I'll make a hook for that.
Yeah.
Make a beat to that.
Yeah, I'm a madam, baby.
All right.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Let me see what I'm dealing with. Let me check my social media and see see who I'm dealing with when we get off the phone anyway.
Rob Lynn, anything you want to say to this brother? I'm going to get ready to play one of Benita's songs. I got the right one for him, too.
Yeah, get ready, okay. Yeah, the champions, the best of the best, they all have a coach, and they all study and practice to improve their craft every day. All right?
All right.
boy, hey, DJ Debo, DJ GQ, missing this show tonight, bro. You know, yeah. I get ready to play that sick man too. He go crazy over that song.
buckle up, Frederick. Buckle up.
Okay.
Right, here we go. You normally do this on a Southern Soul show, but you know, since it was requested, here we go, man.
To say right now, hold on. I know. Hold on. Who record that is?
That's Benita Applebaum.
Now, how you gonna sit up here, on here, all quiet, and try to be humble? You done made a song like that.
I told you to put the front on.
Hold on. Hold on. I'm listening. And you know, but first of all, the song is dope. Whoever produced it, I mean, it's dope. You can flow into all that. But I'm like, hold up, I know. And I said, they're not going to over-exaggerate. She's being shy. She got a mouth like that. Oh, hold on. Okay. All right. All right. I love it, though. Hey, dope ass song, though. But and it's funny you got that record because I have a record that I produced that I have a crazy track and hook idea. I don't know how serious you are with your music, but you're making records like that. I got one. But you know, that's another conversation. I got beats like I could. I have something that fits what you're talking about on that one. One particular track that has just come to mind, something that I created. And you talking like that, God damn. You need to be writing hooks and for Megan Thee Stallion and all those girls.
Oh, man.
She over there live. Wow. She over there live and then blushing, turning maroon at the same damn time. Because you know she's chocolate. She turned maroon.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But, hey, it's dope, though. It's dope. Hey, I like that. Hey. That's crazy. So, yeah. But, yeah, so, hey. Anybody else on the panel making music? It's just everybody else, DJs and co-hosts.
Yep, play Chris. Hey, we're going to slow it down. You got to play Chris and slow it down.
My dad and me got a song. Robin working on her song called Cake Jumper. Yeah.
Cake Jumper? Oh, so y'all definitely.
Yeah, baby.
You know, with that gumbo of talent y'all have there, y'all definitely, if y'all in tune with all these DJs overseas, y'all definitely doing the right thing.
Hey, you see how DJ Debo got quiet? He get quiet every time we play Sick Man. Yeah.
Oh, Lord. Debo, you
man,
all right?
Man, I'm at work, man.
No, Debo, you all
Debo.
Right? You okay?
Hey, so, Debo, where are you at now, Debo?
I'm in Delaware.
Debo.
Right now I'm in Maryland, Salisbury.
Yeah, I got you. I know the part you're in. When I drove trucks, I used to go up in there. I think it's Route 50 going up in there, right?
Mm-hmm.
13. You go 13, yeah. Then you go 50, right?
Well, yeah. Depends on where you're coming from and going to. I remember I've hit that route a couple times going up there, but I used to do a lot of 301 up there when I would go there.
Yeah, 301 takes you into 52, yeah.
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 Yep. Depends on where I was going. But, you know, that career is over. I drove trucks for 8 years. I ain't thinking about driving a nobody's truck. But,
yeah, we got one more song
you
for you, man.
You.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I was going to say he's up there with DJ Real. I don't know if he's
yeah,
like DJ Real.
I'm gonna let it slide with that name on my show tonight. Yeah.
Oh, okay. But anyway, go ahead and do what you're gonna do. Play what you're gonna play.
All right.
I get it.
I like it, baby. Hey, you be staring at me, and I'm wondering what that be, and whatever that be, I like it, baby. I see you when I'm thinking, I lust you when I'm drinking, your name I be speaking, I shout it, baby. I try to stand my own lane, but I'm feeling that thing when you in my range. On your Snapchat, you look so flame. All through the day, you on my brain, man. Your timing is so spontane. We do what I say, the games we play, the games we played. At the end of the day, is that the crush? Everything is so rushed. Your lifestyle is so crushed. I like it, baby. Gotta look my best and make the first impress. Anything else less,
I doubt it, baby. This little crush won't come to pass, and when we meet, will this crush last, or is just a flash, or something I feel when you walk past? Hey, and when I think about the aftermath, it don't add up. I blush and laugh, I blush and laugh, 'cause at the end of the day, is that the crush, crush, crush?
Frederick,
okay,
thanks,
man.
Now,
that's Vanita
Appelbaum
too?
That's Madam Meat.
Wow, you wrote that yourself?
No, my homeboy wrote it.
Okay. He produced and wrote it, and you just put it down, huh?
Yeah.
That's what's up. Okay, yeah, y'all got something out there. Okay, goddamn. Okay. I thought y'all were interviewing me. We gotta interview you and Vanita Appelbaum. But yeah, I enjoyed it, you know. I definitely have to get back into the lab. I had a session up, I gotta finish, and I really enjoyed being here, and you guys are hilarious. I need to get back with you cats and listen to some more music, kick the Willie Bobo.
Anytime you're welcome, man. Sunday night, Monday night, Tuesday night. Of course, Wednesday night, we go to church on Wednesday night. Thursday night,
huh?
Yeah, man, we get it in.
Oh,
yeah, we got church.
Wednesday,
church
Thursday, your church days.
Okay. Just Wednesday's church days. Thursday is Southern Soul Night, yeah.
Okay. So that means since I do it all, I can kind of like... say hip hop night, we can rerun all this again, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because remember, I told you, I have songs that can, like, putting songs can fall in the category of it. So, you know, that's one thing I like, you know, about I can't be categorized, but that's just how it meant to be. You know, it's just music that song that didn't get placed, and I just had something for it, and I want the world to hear it, you know. So that's all that's about. But, I enjoyed myself. I'm going to hit the lab, and Cutie Pie will get with you guys, and we'll set it up again, you know, hopefully soon, a few weeks down the road.
Yes, sir.
All right.
We'll work
and,
it.
Nice to meet you.
And, oh, likewise. Yep, I really enjoyed myself. I hope all my interviews and other places going forward is this fun. I know it ain't, because it's going to be got to do everything clean.
He got what I want, Sean. He got what I want.
So Cutie Pie will be in touch, and I'm going to talk to you guys hopefully later on today or something, you know, and tomorrow or something, about, off the record. So we can... you know, touch bases. Yeah, the two DJs. So y'all have a good one.
I got my information. Yeah. Okay, man. All right.
All right, y'all. Hey, bye.
All right, man.
Yep.
All right. This is the Traffic Jam, y'all. The Jukebox Radio Show. We just awesome interview, man. I love it when these artists stay on a little extra and interact with you guys that are artists, you know, that are on here on the panel as well, and listen to other people's music and stuff. We have that, you know, some of the A-list artists do that as well too. So we got DJ GQ, man. Welcome to the show, man.
Yo, what up, man? How y'all doing tonight?
You just missed sick, man.
Yeah, you just missed that again.
Yeah, my brother texted me because we all on the show.
All right, y'all. This is the Southern Soul. You guys already know we play your soul, R&B, soul, blues. We do have an old school throwback. We'll be, let me see, where the hell I do with it? Oh, here it is. We'll be right back, man.
Stickman got him all fucked up.
Yeah. That shit, boy. Yeah. All right, I found it.
Daddy.
What's up, boy?
I need to tell you something.
What you got to tell me?
You ain't gonna get mad at me, huh?
I ain't gonna get mad at you, boy.
I heard mama talking on the phone to another man.
Is that right?
While you was at work, Daddy.
She probably was talking to a coworker or something.
No, Daddy. I think they was talking about meeting up.
Meeting up? Oh, yeah?
But why mama ain't happy, Daddy?
I don't know, son.
Why mama wanna leave?
I don't know.
You a good man. You pay all the bills. You make sure we got food on the table. What's wrong with her, Dad?
Man, don't worry about that. Everything gonna be all right, son. Everything gonna be all right.
I know I might get in trouble, but I'ma ask mama. I'ma ask mama why she treats you the way she do. Cause if she ain't happy here, she need to let you go be happy. Ain't I right, Daddy?
Yeah, you right, son.
Huh, Daddy?
You right.
Ain't I right?
You right, son. You right.
If you won't leave me, if you won't leave me, go ahead and go on,
go ahead and go on.
See, I'm a good man, baby,
oh sweet baby,
and good men don't stay single long,
we don't stay single long.
Say if you won't to keep a happy home,
happy home.
But you wanna leave.
But you wanna leave.
I work my fingers to the bone,
to the bone.
Bought you everything that you want,
that you want.
But you won't
leave. You still wanna leave.
And I'd be lying if I say I won't cry,
I won't cry.
But someone else will come and dry my eyes,
dry my
the
eyes.
Moment that you leave. And I'm not saying this to make you stay.
Make you stay.
You can get up and get on your way.
Get on your
just leave me my key.
Just leave me my key.
Oh, if you won't leave me.
If you won't leave me.
Go ahead and go on.
Go ahead and go on.
See, I'm a good man. My son, he don't understand. Why you wanna leave?
Why you wanna leave?
Mama said you would turn me blue.
Turn me blue.
Cause you still had some running in you.
Running in you.
But I didn't believe.
But I didn't believe.
The things you do for a part-time lady.
Part-time lady.
They gon' come back and hunt you someday.
Hunt you someday.
Just wait and see.
Wait,
if you will sacrifice my son's delight,
my son's delight.
You ain't worth
Have you lost your phone service? Now there's a new alternative to the large phone providers. Texans now have a better choice in phone service. Everybody's Phone Company. The best prepaid phone service in Texas. Everybody's Phone Company will get your phone turned on with no deposits, no credit checks, no ID, no social security questions, and absolutely no hassle. They have unlimited local calling, toll-free calling, 911 emergency access, collect calling, and free long distance, and much more. For more information about Everybody's Phone Company, go to everybodysphonecompany.com. Again, that's everybodysphonecompany.com. Or you can call Everybody's Phone Company at 713-268-1610. Again, that's 713-268-1610. Everybody's Phone Company, the best prepaid phone service in Texas that is renewable on a monthly basis. The new alternative to the large phone provider. So don't go without phone service. Contact Everybody's Phone Company.
All right, you guys, this is Traffic Dan, the Jukebox Radio Show. Let's do this. Go ahead and get into it. Robin Lynn, let everybody know where they can find you at Boz Live Radio. I am streaming. Where can people find you at on social media there?
Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, Tumblr, Pinterest, at Robin Lynn Maben, at my Gmail, too. All right?
All right, going down. Benita Applebaum, where can the listeners and people follow you at on the social media?
You can follow me on BenitaApplebaum.com. You can follow me on Facebook and Twitter at Benita Applebaum. On Instagram at The Real Benita Applebaum. And right here on the Hilltop Radio Show.
DJ Debo.
Debo Teller L on Facebook. Debo the Pro at IG. Debo the Pro at World Play DJs. Right here on the Hilltop Radio Show, live 99.9 WJCB Evansville, Indiana, 12 a.m. to 3 a.m. doing the Quiet Storm Radio Show. Debo Teller L at LinkedIn, right here on the Hilltop Radio Show. That's about it.
Madam Meek, where can people follow you at on the social media?
Well, you can find me everywhere. Madam Meek on every social site. You can also find Sure the Future Radio on Twitter and Facebook as well. And that's Madam Meek with two M's on the M. M-A-G-A-M-M.
All right. And the other big brother, big homie, DJ GQ. Where can they find you at, man?
Find me at Harold Thompson on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Also, World Play DJs, WJCB, Back in the Day Cafe, right here at the Hilltop, 4 o'clock gospel show. And that's a wrap.
All right, you guys. All right, we're getting ready to get into tonight's top 10. We might not get top 10 in because of the time, but we're going to start. And this is brought to you by Bridge the Gap and Connect the Dots. Top 10 right here on the Traffic Jam. We'll be right back.
I'll say it for you, girl, if you don't mind. Girl,
the weekend. Ain't no sleeping, we just freaking. I'm in a deep end. Fine with me. Your body's peeking, got you leaking. You know the reason. All this teasing, she wants me deep in. That's a lot of me. My love's locked down. Yes, you got that comeback over here. Something about those sexy sounds, you know I love to hear. You gotta know, a lot of love in me and I gotta flow. Girl, it's no pretending when we in the know, we in the know. I know sometimes it might get hard to say what's on your mind. I'll say it for you, girl, if you don't mind. I'm qualified, satisfaction guaranteed. Let me know I feel the need. Got your prescription, baby. Make sure you take me as prescribed. Hold on and enjoy. I know sometimes it might get hard to say what's on your mind.
Oh,
All right, this is the Traffic Jam, Jukebox Traffic Jam on the Jukebox Radio Show. That's the latest from Cupid and Pokey Bear, Cornbread and Collard Greens. Yeah, I know DJ GQ wants that one, right? Got to have that one, right?
You know that's right. Yes, sir.
All right. I want to welcome Miss Peggy. Welcome back. Welcome back, Miss Peggy. I was looking for welcome back Carter theme, and I don't have it, so I'm going to have to put it up here next time. So when I see you pop up, I'm going to have to put welcome back. Welcome back. How's everything going with
thank you?
Thank you.
Working on the school bus because, you know, we're going to Wyandotte, Oklahoma. Powwow's coming up second weekend in September. Everyone welcome. It's on Route 60, Wyandotte, Oklahoma. Everyone welcome. Come and hang out. Be a part of the powwow all weekend. It's very spiritual, moving, good. Always. And
what,
we do make cornbread. And we make cornbread right there at the campground. You're all welcome.
What,
it all costs nothing. Just come
What Indian tribe is that?
We are the Wyandotte out of Oklahoma. Wyandotte. Oh,
okay.
Wyandotte tribe.
Okay,
yes, we do a lot.
There?
Yeah.
Say it again, Debo.
I said y'all had a peach pipe there.
Yes, we're kind of close.
Rob's going to be there. Rob's going to be there with the peach pipe.
Oh, please,
right.
Yeah, too late.
I couldn't wait for
y'all. Your medicine goes wherever we go. Wherever I go, look, we've got medicine. Yes.
Rob's going to be there. She's going to be there. She's going to be waiting on you to get there.
Sweetheart, let's see that school bus pull up.
Yeah, baby, just come on through. We got the stage burnt. We got everything going. So beans, cornbread, we got it all. Just come on through. You're more than welcome, everyone. Yes, please, I'm serious. Yeah.
I just want to say this while we're still live on the air. And I'm quite sure everybody out there listening can back me. I know Benita and Robin. I will agree to what I say. Miss Peggy, you don't get the recognition that you need to get from some of these artists and DJs and stuff. And what I mean is you take time out of your schedule, push everybody's shit everywhere. You make sure that everybody make sure that their music gets into the right people's hands, the DJ's hands. You know, you're networking with, you know, not only the black artists, but you also interacting with the white artists and getting the white artists involved with the black artists,
you know.
And the black artists involved with the white artists. So it's no racial barrier with you. I just want to say that. You need to be more recognizing what you're doing for this industry. And I just want to say that live on the show tonight. So, yeah, you got my respect from day one. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Anytime that you answer the phone after 12 o'clock at night and we talked that first night, that Max Sugar introduced me to you and you answered the phone at 12 midnight and we talked. That's the respect that you deserve and the respect that you're going to get when you're here on this show. Real talk.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you, DJ Sean. I'm just blessed with the music because, like I said, with the right people, the right songs, losing my daughter, every day I'm lost. You know, I get up and I try not to be lost, you know, because, like I said, you know, we're just passing through this earth. And if we can have some good music, some good people, some good company, and just love our people because we've lost so many along the way too soon. And, you know, we're always networking here. But through music, we can change the earth. The world can be changed through just one heartbeat, just one beat. We can just get up and move, and our soul is alive, and connecting everybody.
You know, that's all we can do. But since I lost Autumn, you know, my daughter, we always have our angel. And like I say, you know, we're it's never goodbye. It's just we see them again. You know, we're just passing through. It's just their dash. Our dates are forever already written in stone. You know, but I just want to thank you so much because I'm so blessed to be a part of everything with Hilltop Radio, with Madam, you know, just everybody, all the DJs, Benita, you know, just everyone, the whole family, Eric, Sook, you know, I love Sook, always have since day one. And I just try to, you know, do a lot of the music. I set up late. I get a lot of phone calls. You know, we try to get people into clinics, and I do want to put that out there real quickly. I'm sorry. I know I'm, like, I feel like I'm taking up some time, but I'm sorry. Anyone that's living in any city or state, if they are struggling with addiction and they want to get a whole new life, we will take them in here in Columbus at the Counseling Center, the 30, 60, or 90-day program, and they will get them a car, a job, and a place to live. And we will pick them up in any city or state in the United States. So anyone out there with no insurance or ID will come and get you. We'll make sure you get to Ohio some kind of way. We got people everywhere. Just reach out, and we got you. I just want to get that real fast.
Yeah. I'll make sure.
Thank y'all.
I'll make sure you get.
I love you. Thank you.
I'll make sure you get DJ Debo's social media stuff and DJ GQ as well. Because
they're doing phenomenal with the music.
Yeah.
Check out those sites. You know.
Yeah.
Working
I just had
half
that.
The night, working all day, working all night.
Yeah, I just wanted to put that out there because you know, you do what you do. You don't have to do it, but you do it. So, you know, we have to DJ Debo always says, real recognizes real. So. You're real. So,
yes. You know, sometimes I'm too real. It's why people don't like me because I'm just me, and I speak my mind. And
DJ Debo, what you say about people? What you say? What is your scenario about the ones that don't care, that don't like you? What is it? What you say? Fuck them.
My family.
That's the motto. Fuck them. Either you are a truthful
person,
and you speak the truth, and you speak your mind, people tend to fear you because 9 times out of 10, a person that you're speaking truth to that don't accept that truth is just living a lie.
Yes, you know, because I tell some of the addicts sometimes, you know, think about what you're doing. You know, you might not like, because they don't like what I say sometimes, and I love the lost people. I call them lost because right now they are lost. And, you know, so we just go fix some cornbread, turn some good music on.
Yep,
and
bring that cake. Get
to,
that cake down there and have Robin Lynn jump
cake.
On out of that mug.
Yes. You know, because a lot of times, you know, you just got to tell them, you know, like a sister or a brother or a father or a good friend would, hopefully, when you're messing up, that they tell you, you know, someone tells you, hey, what are you doing? Like, think about what you're doing. Like, look at you. Like, you know, if you don't have someone in your life that's doing that, then where's your true friend at? You know, if you're out drinking too much every day, if you're out spending too much money at the casino and the kids are suffering because electric shut off, or, you know, just those little things, you know, just, you know.
All right, y'all, let's give you one more song, L.O.J., right here on the Hilltop. We'll be right back on the traffic jam.
What I know. instead of being faithful to you. No, I should have ran when they said walk away. Now I'm left standing to deal with my fate. Oh, what could I have done to make this change, to make you not treat me this
ago. Let's give it back right here on the Jukebox Radio Show. I just want to say this upcoming, don't forget you guys, Sunday night right here on the Sunday Night Drive, we got the one and only Glenn Jones is going to be live with us here on the Hilltop Radio Show, and we do have special guest Nathan Mitchell will be calling back in that night as well, because they got that duet together. We're going to be playing that Sunday night here on the Hilltop Radio Show, man. And then we have a awesome show. We got some awesome shows coming up, man. Other than music, we got actress star Bentley Conrad. She stars in CSI New Orleans, Sugar Queen, a lot of sitcoms and a lot of television shows that she's in. She's going to be our special guest. And then we got another young lady out of Houston. She spent eight years in prison, learned how to become an entrepreneur while she was in prison. Now she has one of the best boutiques in Houston and a couple other businesses. We're going to get her. We're going to be talking to her about also, she's helping ex-cons that get out of prison and transition back to getting jobs and stuff, you know, in any city that they need help in and whatnot. She's on that as well. So we got some hot stuff, some hot shows coming up, man, you know, in a couple of weeks, end of the month. It's just getting bigger and better here, you know, on the Hilltop Radio Show. DJ Debo, any upcoming events for you, bro? He's fucking with the meat
button. I got everything on kind of on hold because my anniversary was the 3rd, so and I've been still working, so, and my wife hasn't been in the greatest of health, right, and she's been kind of sick. So I've been pushing everything on hold. Okay. We're probably going to be going away on our vacation towards the end of the month. So I don't have anything planned so far. Now, next month I got a couple of weddings, wedding receptions.
Okay.
All right, before I move on anymore, I just want you to make sure y'all put Robin Lynn's daughter in y'all's prayers. Robin had to take her to the hospital today because she just located her knee. Robin, any update on Sarah?
No, we're waiting for them to finish seeing her, and then I'll go back and bring her on home. So I'll keep everyone posted. Thank you.
Yeah, y'all keep Robin and her family y'all's prayer. DJ GQ, anything coming up with you? Any gigs?
Yeah, I got a family reunion the 14th. A wedding the 13th.
Man, am I going to have to play Sick Man every time you come on here, man?
No, man.
Okay, all right. I'm just checking. We played it earlier. You missed it. We played it earlier.
Yeah, he do sound low, right?
Yeah, he sound low, don't he? Man, let me go find this damn song real quick.
Pitiful.
No, we're just messing with the GQ, man. Well, we can't hear you, though. Yeah.
Man, talk.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you now. Yeah.
Okay, the 13th. I got a wedding. The 14th, I got a family reunion. And I'll be in Greenville the 14th, too.
Okay.
That's all for this month right now.
All right. Benita Bum, you had a chance to do a show yesterday at a birthday party. How did that go?
It went good. I thought somebody recorded it, but they didn't. So.
Say it again.
I said I thought someone had recorded it, but they didn't.
Okay. So how'd it go for you?
Oh, it went good. It went real good. They actually wanted me to perform the song with Lily the Goddess, but you know me and Lily is on the song, so of course I couldn't perform it. But yeah.
Right. Okay. That's good. Miss Peggy, when is this Oklahoma trip?
Powwow.
Yes, the powwow is second weekend in September on Route 60, Wyandotte, Oklahoma, down by the Sky Casino. You can always stay there. You get a if you tell them you're coming for the powwow. If you don't want to camp, you can get a good rate at the casino. We have that available. That's the second weekend. And we are getting artists together for the Chosen Few concert that's coming up show in Detroit. So that's going to be October 2nd.
Is that the one with Wu-Tang?
Yes, sir. Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. With Sean. Yep.
All right. All right, everybody.
Can we just
have
a lot of things? Yep.
Say it again. I'm sorry.
Oh, no. Go ahead. We just been doing that. I had the grandbaby. My granddaughter's getting ready to turn 20 this weekend. So family's coming up. She's turning. We're going to have a little family get together and we'll camp out here at the house. Yeah.
Got the
golf cart four-wheelers. Come on through.
All right. All right, you guys, this has been another exciting episode of the Traffic Jam here on the Jukebox Radio Show on Hilltop Radio Show. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Make sure you guys tune in on Sunday night. Got the one and only Mr. Glenn Jones will be in the house with us. And everybody be safe. Peace, love, and hair grease. And we out of here.
You want that bluesness of the soul. This is where you need to be for sure. DJ Sean in the Traffic Jam. Sean in the Traffic Jam. If you want that blues
hosted by DJ Sean, Vibes Live Radio, and I Am Streaming Worldwide Broadcast. And I'm your girl, Sojo the Ladies Champ. And you can find me at SojoEntertainment.net. Hey, DJ Sean in the traffic.